Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So you've been involved with this Kellogg Foundation Rural People, Rural Policy, is that
policy.
It?
Policy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for a while. And there's an initiative that they have that is related to the Indian population. Tell me about that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, within everybody in this Rural People, Rural Policy program, we're divided up into six different networks in the group. And I've been in one of these networks for the last 7 years. And within our network, we formed working groups. And one of these was concentrating on rural health care. Mm-hmm. And so some folks from the University of Illinois at Rockford in the National Center for Rural Health Professions started this project within their group of looking at the problem of the almost total lack of Indians, Native Americans, in the health professions.
Mm.
There's a severe need, especially on tribal lands, of people who are from these places, understand the culture, and that the folks there feel comfortable with.
So what is their kind of their mission then, to try and recruit Indians,
right,
Native Americans,
right,
to become doctors?
Right. They have been working with, other people in our network, including a guy from one of the reservations in Northern California. And they have been going to Northern California and to Wyoming, to the reservations there, talking with tribal leaders and other community leaders. And they've had a very good reception. And so they've been, it's a process, mm-hmm. Of course. But now they are working on talking with folks, talking with families and the kids themselves to see if they can get kids interested. And they have had, bites, getting kids interested in going into these health professions and then going back, to their hometown and mm-hmm. practicing medicine afterwards.
So there is some traction on this. Mm-hmm. It is making some progress, and that's mm-hmm. That's obviously a very good news for the Native American population.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the shortage of doctors and pharmacists and people in healthcare professions is just endemic all over rural America.
So it's not just the Indian populations.
Right, right. It's just worse there.
Okay. Interesting. Lots of different things going on with that particular group that you've been working with the originally started with the Kellogg Foundation. But
we've also had a group that I've been involved in transportation, looking at the whole new federal transportation law, which was passed last year. And now they're in the rulemaking process. And so that's another aspect of legislation where policymakers have to pay attention to how the laws are actually implemented.
Right.
And that's going to have, that has a huge impact on rural areas.
And trying to avoid those unintended consequences.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.